Paradise Road, a memoir, written and narrated by Marilyn Crete.
For Laura, my huckleberry friend, who knows what duller path my life would have taken, if not for you. Prologue. Here's my theory. There's a moment in every childhood that shows exactly who we are. Pay attention to your child, and you'll see it. Scroll back in your own life, and there it is. My son's snapshot involved moving from Africa to America, seeing his first pair of light-up shoes on day one, and waking us at 3 a.m. to insist we go shopping at daybreak. He was six. My daughter's moment involved pilfered wieners, the family dog, building a tent in her brother's room while everyone slept, and leaving a peace offering, the last wiener, on the hallway table in case she got caught. She was three. The qualities at play in these snapshots, intensity, creativity, determination, manipulation, and an unshakable love of shoes or campfires, continue to shape the course of both their lives. I believe my theory. Like variety pack boxes of make-your-own-pizza, we're all born with our own set of raw ingredients. Life does the baking. With that in mind, here's my moment. It's summer in Edmonton, Canada, 1962. My dad catches me as I'm sneaking past the garage. "Hey, where are you going with that bike?" Yikes. I decide to go with a half-truth. "Just across the street. For a little ride?" "It's your brother's bike. You know you're not supposed to touch it. Besides, you don't even know how to ride." "Yes, I do. I learned how." Wishful thinking. I've been falling in the dirt for days. "Really? You know how to ride a bike? Prove it." He follows me across the street to a dusty, vacant lot where bigger kids pound their one-speeds along a bumpy track embedded with purple thistles and gopher holes. Heart hammering, I hold my breath, perch my little bum on the hard seat, and push off. There's the familiar wobbling before the fall, and then, to my utter amazement, I'm riding jubilant circles around my equally astonished father. It's a one-minute performance, but I could almost hear the angels sing. The next day, there's a blue, second-hand bike propped against the garage wall, a girl's bicycle, with plastic tasseled handlebar grips and a dropped crossbar. I've surprised my father into positive action, perhaps for the very first time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?